Welcome back to the BPP. It is now time for that famed segment. These are all the beautiful little nuggets out there on the interwebs. The most emailed, viewed, and searched stories on the net. We've got our most awesome producers in here to tell us what you are emailing, what you're talking about, what you're thinking. We call it the most. Daniel Pashman.
Hey guys, how are you?
What do you have to bring to the table?
I got, we'll call it most likely to be emailed by Dan Pashman.
this category is one of my favorite
titles. The working title.
Yeah, although it's from the LA Times, and so I think that once they start waking up on the West Coast, it'll end up being most emailed for real there. But it's from the LA Times, headline, "The higher the price, the more we like it." And it's all about how they did these wine tasting experiments to show how marketing tactics and high prices can convince you that a wine is better. And first of all, they told people our blind taste test, and they told them which wines are more or less expensive. And they said, okay, we like the more expensive wine the best. But they also did brain scans, which showed that actually the pleasure centers in their brains responded according to the prices that they were told. So your brain actually, there was actually a connection there. And I know you said you had some doubts about this story, Rachel.
Can you tell? My face is all squinched up in that. Really? I mean, what?
I think the point here is, I mean, clearly, I think most people could tell the difference between, I guess, a Chateau Lafite Rothschild and a wine in a box. But the point is that if you're choosing wines at a restaurant, the $50 bottle of wine might not be any better than the $30 bottle of wine, but you will convince yourself that it's better.
I guess. I'm just someone who, I think there are a lot of very good, cheap wines out there. But I can totally buy into that premise, that if someone tells me, ooh, I've kept this in the secret cave for millennia, and it's only $3 million, and then I might... Something in my brain might say, you better enjoy it.
They've done studies with this on vodkas, too. Premium vodkas become very popular. I got an ABC News article here and a New York Times article. Two separate blind taste tests, both of which showed that
we're suckers, basically.
Yes,
Dan,
exactly.
I've known you noticed you've gone from the food beat to the booze beat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little concerned. I just want to say.
I'm sure I'll find some food-related articles
all
soon,
right.
Allie. Well, the next thing I'm going to do actually is booze-infused food.
There you go.
Build a wine sorbet. There you go. It's perfect.
That's right.
See, Caitlin, you're up next. Where's yours from?
Mine is from MSNBC. It is 5 surprising things that give you headaches. The 5 things are perfume, which is sort of surprising, but not really. When someone wears a really strong perfume, it sort of gives me a headache, especially really flowery. Weather, that one surprised me. It said studies show that the headache prone are especially attuned to changes in barometric pressure.
Well, I do too.
Really?
Yeah, I get headaches.
Rising temperatures, high humidity, lightning, and cloudy skies. And the next one, for any girls out there, earrings, headbands, and ponytails.
Ponytail holders,
you know that
all
when you
the
take
time.
It out and your hair like hurts.
Your hair stays, and you have to like rub your scalp.
Sorry, Dan. It's a very girl moment here in the BPP.
That sucks. I hate when that happens.
Ponytail headaches are the worst. The worst.
Totally.
The next one is hunger. You know, when your blood sugar level gets low. And the last one is sex. Apparently, headaches can occur while you're engaged in said activities.
They were supposed to happen before the sex happened.
It doesn't happen. Yeah, apparently it's a type of exertion headache.
No frozen ice cream thud? I thought that was a leading cause of headache.
No. Well, I guess you could sort of attribute that to the hunger category.
Yes.
You're so hungry, you eat the ice cream so fast,
and
you get the cold
thud.
Headache. Yeah.
Sharon, you want to go?
Hey, sure. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
I've got the number 2 from Google Trends. It's the word leveret, and leveret, you say? Well, it comes from a question in something called the Young World Quiz from last Friday's The Hindu newspaper in India. They should call it the mortifying, humbling, really embarrassing your own self youth world quiz, because you look at these questions. I'll get to leveret in a minute, but, I mean, forget about youth. I couldn't swing through this, much less my kids. I mean, which country joined the Eurozone by adopting the common currency in 2007? Anyone? Anyone? I got a Cyprus behind me, Ian. Thank God for Ian.
Knows.
Name the eminent Indian cricketer, the inaugural winner of the Sir Garfield Sobers Trophy, who celebrates his birthday last Friday.
Ian? Imran Khan?
He said Dan Pashman. And we get up to our Google Trends question, which is, the leveret is the young one of a...
We know the answer.
Well, for you playing at home,
I don't know.
The leveret is the young one of a hare, not a hare on your head, mind you.
A bunny.
A hare like a
rabbit.
Bunny.
Okay.
So people really wanted the answer, and they Googled it up.
Now you know. That sounds like a high-end, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Which, we keep it highbrow here at the PPP. Pauline, you're up.
So I got the most viewed on Yahoo News. Apparently the mystery behind Mona Lisa's identity has been solved. Or so some German experts have claimed.
Germans can't trust them. Just kidding.
I lived in Germany. I say that with affection. I'm just kidding. They're so trustable. That's all.
Go ahead. Well, these German librarians and academics found some notes scribbled in a book dating back 500 years. So we gotta trust them, I think. And apparently, it's a name named Lisa. It's a woman named Lisa del Giocondo. And she's a wife of a wealthy Florentine merchant. I guess they've suspected it's been her for a while. But, I don't know. It still doesn't say why she was smiling that way. So,
Well, that's the big mystery. Come back when you figure that one out.
Exactly.
Pauline.
Okay.
Ian, do you have one? Do we have time?
Do we have time?
Yeah. Go for it.
Quick.
Okay. Very quickly. This is a story. There's been a big mass transit fight in Chicago. And so the governor, Blagojevich, is like, hey, old people, free rides for you. And you'd think the old people would be grateful. Sorry, senior citizens. So the old people are like, no, we don't want these free rides. You know, it's going to cost the CTA money. You're going to have to cut routes. One quote from Marion Cheney, aged 87. Of course, I'm not going to turn down a free ride. And I think it's a nice gesture, but I don't want them to cut routes. The other factor is if they give free rides, they might have to cut routes, which would cut off neighborhoods with senior
good
citizens.
Good people of Chicago, thinking about the greater good. Thanks,
senior citizens. People.
Thanks, everyone. Allison, you have one, but maybe
you know
we'll
save it. We'll blog it or save it.
Okay, it's funny. So, thanks. That was
thanks,
the most.
Guys. Thanks.